Hello and welcome to a SearchExchange.com podcast, Disaster Recovery for Exchange Using VMware. During this podcast, we will hear from Scott Salier, Technical Solutions Architect at VMware. Scott Salier is a Technical Solutions Architect on VMware's System Integrator, System Outsourcer team. In his role, Scott helps partners develop go-to-market solutions involving VMware products, integrating VMware technology with partner hardware and software. Scott has 11 years of experience in infrastructure consulting for various systems integrators, including HP Consulting and Integration. His project experience has been mainly focused on Microsoft infrastructure, Active Directory, Exchange, SQL Server, and SMS, and on identity and access management projects. This podcast is being brought to you by VMware and is being sponsored by VMware. For more information on VMware, visit their website at www.vmware.com. Scott, what can you tell us about the traditional approaches to Exchange disaster recovery?
Well, there are really three problems with traditional approaches to Exchange disaster recovery. Number one, they are typically inflexible, as you are tied to the hardware platform traditionally. Secondly, traditional approaches are very costly. And then third, the complexity of a physical-based deployment can really limit your availability options. And just to drill down there, on the inflexible piece, for instance, hardware has to be identical at the disaster recovery site. So if hardware models change or you find that you have servers of a different make and model that you want to use in disaster recovery, that can be difficult to implement. Secondly, the hardware upgrades require the entire mailbox ecosystem to be upgraded simultaneously. So your hardware upgrade is tied with your application upgrades. As far as being costly, the complexity of traditional approaches require a high level of skill to deploy and manage. Microsoft clustering, it can be complex, and engineers need to have a great deal of experience in order to utilize it effectively. Site outages can also consume a significant amount of manpower and recovery. And then last, as I said before, typical solutions require identical hardware at the disaster recovery site. So that, you know, in one particular case, a large customer I was working with, when they bought an Exchange server for production, they had to buy servers both in their test and development lab and in their disaster recovery environment, which is basically a 3-to-1 ratio for every server that they bought. And lastly, talking about complexity, the complexity of a physical-based deployment can really limit your availability options. Your hardware failures and upgrades can increase downtime due to complexity. And then backup and restoration can be more complex.
So what is new and different to the approach that VMware takes to solving this problem?
Well, first of all, virtual machines are hardware independent. You can run virtual machines on any available hardware in your environment. And it's not dependent on make and model. You don't have to match the hardware in your disaster recovery site with the hardware in your production site. Secondly, virtual machines are mobile and can be moved to any available hardware, which really helps out when you want to upgrade your hardware or if you want to, say, use older hardware for your disaster recovery site. It really helps that you're able to move those virtual machines wherever they need to go. Virtual machines allow you to take full advantage of storage replication technologies. So if you're using, say, an EMC storage area network or an HP SAN, you can utilize their replication technologies to replicate your virtual machines to your disaster recovery site. So applied to the world of Exchange, these properties and features can help you increase your flexibility, lower your costs, and help to increase the overall availability of the system.
Can you explain a little bit more about the features that allow this to work?
Well, virtual machine hardware independence removes much of the cost and complexity from the disaster recovery equation. Because you're hardware independent, you can mix and match your hardware, utilizing whatever hardware that you have available, and perhaps avoid a purchasing decision. Secondly, virtual machine mobility will greatly expand the possibilities for disaster recovery. It allows the integration of storage replication technologies for even more advanced solutions. And then for automation of disaster recovery, VMware Site Recovery Manager, our new software designed for disaster recovery automation, can help to automate many of the manual tasks required for site failover and recovery. So it can help reduce costs by saving you time and effort in, say, doing your disaster recovery testing or in the actual failover itself. So how VMware can enhance the solution, you can increase flexibility because you can run your virtual machines on any available hardware, whether it matches or not. You can upgrade your physical hardware independently from the operating system, Exchange, or any other physical server in the Exchange environment. You can reduce your costs. Entire virtual machines can be replicated to a secondary site. There's no need to deploy separate recovery servers or a second copy of Windows in Exchange. Replicating the entire VM removes much of the complexity, requiring less manpower. Because you can mix and match hardware, you can maximize your old servers, consolidate server roles, and really take advantage of the full life cycle of the physical hardware, eliminating a lot of the idle and wasted hardware we find in many environments today. Now, as far as enhancing availability, entire virtual machines are replicated as is. They have the same domain, the same machine account name, the same identity on the network, and an Active Directory. Domain controllers and non-mailbox servers can be replicated and protected as well. You can back up entire virtual machines or simply use a template for a quick restoration of application data. This is a pretty interesting solution here. With Exchange's new transportable database feature, what you can do is detach, let's say, a virtual machine that has a software problem. You can detach that virtual machine from the Exchange database, deploy a new virtual machine that's clean and maybe doesn't have the software problem, and continue service while you troubleshoot that machine offline. And last, as I mentioned before, VMware Site Recovery Manager orchestrates the failover of the entire data center, including Exchange deployments, and enables disaster recovery tests to be conducted frequently and automatically.
Do you have an example of a customer that is currently using the solutions we're talking about here in a production environment?
Yeah, I have a couple of examples. Number one is the University of Plymouth in the United Kingdom. They are running nearly 50,000 Exchange 2007 mailboxes on VMware Infrastructure 3. The entire Exchange environment is virtualized. They're saying performance is great, and they utilize VMware features like high availability to maintain the uptime for the system. And the second customer I want to talk about is the University of Texas at Brownsville. In their case, although they don't have their full Exchange environment virtualized today, they're utilizing VMware Infrastructure 3 to run their entire disaster recovery site. So they're running physical mailbox servers in their production site, but all of their disaster recovery Exchange servers are running on VMware Infrastructure 3. It's really helped them lower their costs, and they run their entire disaster recovery environment for 25,000 users on just a handful of physical servers.
So, Scott, where would a listener go to get more information about what we've talked about today?
We have a website on VMware.com that's dedicated to Exchange. It's www.vmware.com/go/exchange. On this website, we have things like reference architectures, white papers, and the results of many performance tests we've done with our OEM partners.
Scott, I know that VMware works quite closely with its partners. What types of solutions for Exchange is VMware developing with those partners?
VMware is testing and validating configurations for deploying Microsoft Exchange Server 2007 on VMware Infrastructure 3 platform. We're also looking at partner storage arrays and servers. We're working with partners including HP, Dell, Equilogic, IBM, and NetApp to build solutions in the lab. And those solutions range from performance testing to disaster recovery testing to backup and restoration.
Thank you, Scott, for the discussion today. I'd like to thank VMware, and thank you all for joining us today. If you'd like to get more information about VMware's products or anything we've discussed in the podcast today, visit them at vmware.com.